Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, New York Giants fans, to another edition of Big Blue View Radio. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of BigBlueView.com, and we come to you today after the Giants fell on Sunday to the Philadelphia Eagles, 27-24. The Giants are now 0-3, and things don't look really good for your New York Giants at this point in time. 0-3 teams since 1980 have made the playoffs less than 3% of the time. An 0-3 team has not made the playoffs since the 1998 Buffalo Bills. So your New York Giants could be in a situation where their season has ended before actually a quarter of the games have been played. So unfortunately, that's where we are with the New York Giants. There's so much to talk about off of Sunday's game. There's the Odell Beckham situation. There's the fact that it took the Giants three quarters once again to finally find an offense. There's lots of curious decision-making from Coach Ben McAdoo. There were defensive failures, especially at the end of the game. Lots and lots to talk about. And today, what I really want to do is focus on the football aspect of this. If you're looking for or hoping that I would rant about Odell Beckham Jr. And his peeing celebration, if that's what you want to call it. I actually have already done that at Big Blue View. You can check out some of my writing there at BigBlueView.com. Also, co-host another podcast with Giants beat writer Patricia Traina. Actually ranted quite a bit regarding Beckham on that show. So you can check that out at patandedshow.podbean.com. To be honest with you, after having done that earlier today, I don't think I can, and I definitely don't want to get myself on another Odell Beckham rant. So let's keep this to football, and let's talk about the situation with your New York Giants. One of the things that I've said about the Giants is they're 0-3. And sure, Jake Elliott made a phenomenal kick on Sunday to beat the Giants, you know, 61 yards as a rookie, kid who has only been with the Eagles for a couple of weeks, after having been picked up, as a free agent. Phenomenal kick, and kudos to him for that. But in BigBlueView.com style, a wet willy to the Giants for actually having allowed Elliott to be in that situation to begin with. So many defensive breakdowns, the one at the end of the game with Eli Apple and Janoris Jenkins banging into each other that helped the Eagles get into position to try that kick, missed tackles, poor run defense, incredibly curious play calling by Ben McAdoo at the end of the first half with the Giants having a third and a simple inch to go to score a touchdown. The Giants failed from an inch to score a touchdown, actually throwing from a spread formation on third down and then failing with a running play on fourth down. I simply don't understand how you don't go to a heavy personnel package there in either play and actually give yourself a full chance to actually block that play properly against Philadelphia's goal line defense. One of the questions that I'm asking this week at Big Blue View is I have a poll up currently, what I call a fan confidence poll, and I'm asking whether Giants fans believe that Coach Ben McAdoo, General Manager Jerry Reese, or the Giants players themselves should get most of the blame for this current mess that the Giants are in. Honestly, you can spin this any way you want. McAdoo deserves blame for some of his play calling, for being stubborn about calling the plays to begin with. You can call him out for not being tough enough in his response to Odell Beckham, and I have done that. You can look at the fact that McAdoo has preached sound, smart, and tough football, committed to discipline and poise, and the Giants aren't showing any of that. You can certainly put blame on Ben McAdoo. You can certainly blame General Manager Jerry Reese for putting the Giants in a situation where they simply don't have a trustworthy offensive line. They can't run the football. They don't have depth at offensive tackle to the point where they've had to move one of their best linemen, Justin Pugh, from guard, where he's best, out to tackle, you know, with an injury to Bobby Hart. They didn't have the depth to overcome Sunday's injury to Olivier Vernon. They don't have a running game. You know, you can go on and on about the failings of Jerry Reese. You know, was it smart to sign Brandon Marshall rather than an offensive tackle? Were they right, you know, not to select an offensive lineman at any point early in the draft? You can go on and on with Reese's failings, but he, without a doubt, shares in the blame for this. Players do as well. Dropped passes. Brandon Marshall with a huge drop in lieu. Sterling Shepard the other day failing to score touchdowns in a couple of situations. So many missed tackles on defense Sunday against the Eagles. Janoris Jenkins and Eli Apple colliding on a play that ultimately put Philadelphia in position to win the game. You know, an absolutely inexcusable defensive error, you know, by the two defensive backs. Just so much that you can go on and on about the offensive line, the inability to block for the run, the inability, you know, Eli Manning missing a couple of throws, you know, whether it was in week two or whether it was the deep ball to Brandon Marshall on Sunday that was intercepted. You know, however you feel about Eli Manning is how you feel. And 14 years into his career, I certainly am not going to change anyone's opinion or even try to about Eli. But I would encourage you to go over to Big Blue View and vote in that poll. Currently, it looks like more than 50% of the 2,500 or so folks that have voted to this point are pinning most of the blame on Ben McAdoo. Looks like about 37% are pinning the responsibility on Jerry Reese and about 9% on the players. That is probably about the split that I would have expected at this point. But there's blame to go all the way around. The question, Giants fans, at this point is, what do the Giants do about the mess that they're in? Are there ways that they can change this situation? Let's start on the offensive side of the ball. We saw some good things from the Giants on Sunday. We saw some quick passing. We saw Eli Manning complete 35 of 47 balls for 366 yards. We saw Odell Beckham looking healthier than he did the first couple of weeks, make a couple of beautiful touchdown receptions, 77-yard touchdown pass to Sterling Shepard. We saw 24 points in the fourth quarter. First time we've seen something resembling an offensive explosion from the Giants all season. The problem with any of what we saw on Sunday is that you have to wonder if what we saw Sunday, especially in that fourth quarter, is sustainable from the Giants offense. They used a very quick passing game. Eli Manning delivering the ball in, I believe, under 2 seconds on average, faster than any quarterback in the league, which obviously means if he's going to deliver the ball that quickly, almost all of his throws are going to be short throws, underneath, slants, quick screens, throws out to the flat. Very short throws of under 10 yards, in a lot of cases under 5 yards, almost always in what the Giants call, or what people call 11 personnel with three wide receivers on the field. And the problem that you have is that when you start to play offense like that, the Giants were able to do that against the Eagles, but teams will creep up on those short routes. They'll begin to really squeeze them off. I think that's what we saw on the second Eli Manning interception when he tried to get a ball into Odell Beckham. The Eagles pretty much looked like they expected some sort of inside route, whether it be the slant or a drag route or something. They looked like they were playing the Giants for that. They squeezed it off. They were able to tip the ball and intercept it. These are the kinds of things that you run into when you have to play offense this way. You give the defense the opportunity to really crowd the line of scrimmage, to really crowd the short areas, to really anticipate the quick throw, and to really shut down those windows. And we say it over and over and over and over, but the Giants have to be able to run the football. They have to be able to have some balance. They have to be able to block long enough to give Manning an opportunity to throw the ball down the field a little bit. And right now they can't do those kinds of things. Until they're able to do those kinds of things, the offense is simply not going to be sustainable or as effective as it should be. And, right now I simply don't know that the Giants have the personnel to be able to do those things. The fact of the matter is that running the football and pass blocking, for longer than a second and a half requires, quality offensive linemen, and the Giants just don't have them. Defensively, the Giants have plenty of other issues. You have to worry about missed tackles, missed assignments, Eli Apple struggling, teams attacking him deep, safety Darian Thompson struggling after he missed most of last season with a foot injury. Lots of problems on that side as well. The Giants this week travel to Florida to face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are 1-1 at this point in time. We'll see what happens there. The Giants will be a 3-point underdog. We'll see if the Giants can finally get their first win and maybe get themselves some reason for optimism. Hopefully we'll be back later this week with another full preview show, looking in more depth at how the Buccaneers and Giants match up. In the meantime, Giants fans, check BigBlueView.com for our continuing coverage. Check Big Blue View on Facebook. Follow at Big Blue View on Twitter for constant updates of what's going on with the Giants. And we will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening, Giants fans. Bye-bye.